This question comes from Brian Darby. How many wins does Freddy Gonzalez have for you to feel comfortable with him getting a contract extension? This is a contract extension beyond the 2016 season, which he's already been extended for. For Freddy Gonzalez to have a contract extension beyond 2016 that I feel comfortable with, it really has nothing to do with his wins and losses this year. If the team goes 60-102, I don't think you could really make the argument that he let us down in any way. The 2016 team is just not going to be very good. So I really don't have a win expectation here. And I don't really think he or any other manager could necessarily lift the 2016 Braves above a certain win plateau, and I don't necessarily expect him to. For Freddie to... let me first preface this by saying I don't really want Freddie to get an extension because I don't think he's a great tactical manager. But that being said, I don't think managers are really that important. Their tactics, at least. I think clubhouse management is the biggest thing. I think playing the right players and having the trust of the players is the biggest thing, along with the clubhouse management, which I guess they go hand in hand. I think strategy really only affects maybe a handful of games a year, and sure, that could be the difference between making the playoffs or not making the playoffs, but I really don't think he's vital in a negative or positive way to the Braves' future. I think he is kind of par for major league managers. The things he does that drive you crazy or drive me crazy, the tactical things at least, the bullpen management and whatnot, are things that most managers do. So the you don't fire him unless you think you can fix those issues by firing him. And I don't know that they can be fixed. I think some managers might do it better. I'm a fan of Joe Maddon with the Cubs, but I really don't think you're going to improve greatly on him. Now, granted, maybe you don't extend him for a, you know, for the players to have a change of leadership. Sometimes change is good, and I think that might be the reason why the organization moves on from Freddie. But for me to feel okay with an extension, the management, the organization just has to feel okay with an extension. You know, if Coppola and Hart feel like Freddie has the trust of the players and is the guy going forward, then that's fine. He's not great tactically, but he's not that much below average for what average is. I'd like to see him get better with bullpen management, but that's probably not going to happen, and it's probably not going to happen with his replacement. For that to happen, I think for bullpen management to get better, I think you'd have to have an organizational change in approach. And while that would be amazing and fun, I really don't think it's necessarily something that you can expect. So it boils down to there's really nothing Freddie has to do. He needs to not be worse, I suppose. He needs to play the right players, protect the arms of his pitching staff generally, which is don't let young pitchers throw 120 pitches in a game. And the Braves didn't have a single pitcher do that last year. I think we only had four pitchers top 110 pitches in a game, or at least four instances in which the starter topped 110 pitches. So, you know, generally protect the young arms, play the right players, make sure the young prospects get playing time, and, you know, don't do anything, don't let anything drastic happen, don't let the clubhouse melt down around you. And at that point, I'm kind of fine with it, because research shows that managers just probably aren't as important as we make them out to be. So they're easy scapegoats, they're easy people to blame, but they're probably not a big difference in winning and losing. They probably help you win as many as they cause you to lose. But that's a good question. Thank you, Brian. And sorry, I don't really have an answer for the number of wins, but let's say 81 wins would be a huge accomplishment, but I don't know. I feel okay if it's 70 to 75, anywhere there. Thanks for the question, and thanks for listening.